If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cami and Taryn. I'm Cami.
And I'm Taryn. And every night we get to have a sleepover, but every week we invite you to join us. So thanks for staying up.
Thanks for staying up and welcome to our backyard.
Welcome to our backyard.
Lighting might be a little harsh, but we wanted to be out here.
You know what? This is a podcast. We can't forget that.
You're right. It is a podcast.
Yeah. It's just like, we're not going to be video professionals. We're not YouTubers.
Oh, there we go. I was like, wait, what?
Gotcha, bitch.
Somebody called me a YouTuber the other day and I was like, how long can I go without doing a YouTube video and still be referred to as a YouTuber?
Do you identify as a YouTuber?
No. Content creator.
She makes content.
Because then it like, I just make it wherever. It's so much more broad.
I span the medium.
I just make content.
Nothing which is like can confine
the
me.
Craziest thing to say because yeah. It's like doesn't everybody?
You know what you really are?
What am I?
A content creator. You make people feel content.
Oh, I thought you were saying I'm content. I was like, am I?
Also fair.
No, are my allergies going to go crazy out here? Yes. Yes, they are. I'm just realizing.
Oh, are we going to ask ourselves questions? Are we that kind of podcast?
No. Oh, my God. We hate when people do that. No, you can ask one. You just can't ask, like, 8,000.
We hate in shows when people go, am I the drama? Maybe. Do I care? No.
Did she deserve it? Absolutely.
I'm like, stop interviewing yourself.
It's they too didn't much. Ask you that.
It's
nobody
too
asked you
much.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It is a pet peeve, but I feel like if I really thought about it, I'd probably do it too. There's so much pollen in the air. Oh my God.
So basically, it's like 75 or 78 out here in the California.
Wait, share your stat you learned about Southern California's rain. Because it's mind-blowing.
Okay, well, I don't not do enough to make sure that this is legit. I just saw a thing.
You didn't Google schmoogle and fact check?
I did not Google schmoogle a damn thing, but I saw something that said that has rained more in California this year.
Quick side note, you will be hearing our dogs barking and going crazy. We're just going to keep the show rolling. So if you hear them, ignore it.
You want to be at our house? Welcome. This is what shit's like. It has rained more in California or in Los Angeles than it has rained in Seattle this year.
That is ridiculous.
We didn't pay for that for this.
I got my car serviced the other day and we had the same combo, me and the guy who was like checking me in. And we were like, are we going to get
was
like
he checking you in or checking you out?
Checking me in. Just checking me in.
Regular old checking me in.
Just a regular old check-in. We're like, are we going to get a tax cut? Are we going to get a break?
That's smart.
Because we spend so much goddamn money to live here. When I was in Pittsburgh, my mom and I went to the grocery store and I was like, that was ridiculously cheap. We went to like a Costco type place.
Yeah.
Got so much shit and it was like $120. And I was like,
how much shit did you get? I've never seen you say that about anything.
I mean,
got so much. I'm like, you always get so much shit. What more could you have
possibly? But it was only $120.
Yeah, that's true.
We got like, and it was like bulk stuff, like a ton of stuff. I was like, this could be like $300.
I was thinking three too.
And then my mom was like, I was just thinking it was really expensive. And I was like, should we move to Pittsburgh?
No.
Just kidding. But no. Don't let my mom hear that. She's going to come for you.
Dude, Cam's mom is really thinks it's me that is stopping us from ever living in Pittsburgh again.
She doesn't think it's you, but it's much easier for her to have someone or something. Like, you're the scapegoat for her to be like, maybe if Cam didn't get married to Taryn, she'd be living in Pittsburgh.
And I just always want to shake her and say, ma'am, no.
She knows. I lived here before ever marrying you for a very long time.
For a very long time.
What?
I love you. As if it's been like decades.
It's been like a decade.
Well, now.
Yeah. But like I was, it had.
You, the ship had already sailed.
Not to like take away your credit, but like it had nothing to do with you.
Do you think if I ever was like, you know what? Yeah, I really love Pittsburgh and I would like to move there.
No.
Okay. You hear that, Sandy?
And that's what we said.
You hear that, Sandy Cheeks?
Sandy Cheeks.
You ever call her Sandy Cheeks?
Never, but I should.
I'm going to start calling her Sandy Cheeks.
Yeah. I don't know if she'll get the reference, but.
I was going to say, you know, it's so easy to start with talk about the weather. And isn't it crazy that we have all decided that the weather is the thing that we can all talk about? You could talk about with anyone.
Because it affects everyone. It does not discriminate.
Yeah.
We all, it's a one constant that we all are faced with.
So it's so easy to be like, oh.
And I don't mind it. I feel like people are like, oh, small talk about the weather. I'm like, especially this year, how crazy it's been. I'm like, we can talk about the weather.
It's just crazy that even if something starts to be hard to talk to, someone starts to be hard to talk to, you can turn it into the weather.
Easy.
Like people are like, oh, you're from Pittsburgh? It's like, yeah. And then you don't have to say, you're like, oh, how do you like these summers out here? I bet you love that. It's all weather.
Easy. And it's like, you know, they're going to know about it.
Yep.
You're not going to like talk about an artist or a politician or whatever.
Yeah.
That they might be like, fuck, I don't know about that.
It's insane.
I can't be like, I don't know about the rain. We all know that it rained.
Sometimes
it's
in
safe.
our Discord, when I feel like I'm like too, like I haven't engaged in a day or two, and
yeah.
I like come into conversation that's already happening, and I don't have the time to like get caught up. I want to just be like, "What's your weather like out there?
What's it like out there, what's it like? Guys? What's it like out there? Are we all okay?
In the normal
world?
Oh,
did you see Dubai right now?
Yeah, it's going Dubai.
What? But did you?
It's like
you
covered
see the
in
rain?
Rain. Yeah, I showed
it's
you it.
Covered in rain. Oh yeah, you did.
Bro!
But did you hear that people are like saying they created the weather and stuff? People always say that about Dubai.
That you create weather?
That's one thing. We could talk about weather and we should know about it, but that's them creating their own weather. I don't understand.
I just like yawned and heard like my like
jaw pop a little.
Yeah. But you know when it's like crunchy?
Yeah.
Anyway, I wrote a couple things down before we get into our big topic.
Today we are talking about dating.
Yes.
It is just top of mind to a lot of the PPs out there. So.
We're thinking about it a lot, wondering if we should get back out there.
Yeah, we've been like, should we start dating?
I have a list of the most ridiculous things that I've written down this week that I would like to share with you.
I can't wait. Lay it on me, lady.
First is gay awakening, showing new rules to the boys in San Francisco. I remember.
Why was this on your? I've heard the story so many times. Why is this on your mind again?
I don't know. I think that when I see Dua Lipa, I feel very reminded of my gayness.
Yes.
Like I can go throughout a whole day without thinking about my gayness.
Cool.
What?
You're like living with your wife, who you're married to.
Yeah.
Who's a woman.
Yes.
And you go all day not thinking about being gay. Nothing's triggering that in you until you see a Dua Lipa.
No. Honey. Honey. That's not what
right.
I'm saying. I'm so used to my life with you that I don't register it as gayness. I'm like, that's just that's my person. I'm not like, I'm gay. It's not like when straight people see their wife, they're going, yep, I'm reminded that I'm straight. Yep, I'm reminded that I'm straight.
Why? When you see Dua, do you think it reminds you you're gay?
Because I remember the feeling of when I first saw the New Rules music video.
Yeah. Which is so late in life. Like, you had already clearly dated women.
I was already dating women. But that was where I felt very, like, I'm proud to chum it up with boys and be like, isn't she hot?
Yeah.
It was, like, that moment where I felt
like... We both are objectifying this woman.
Yeah.
It feels great.
Yes. Literally, it was that. That's so dark.
You're like, I'm just like these straight boys.
It has nothing to do that I'm not paying attention to you. I'm saying I'm just reminded
I'm
of, like, whoa. yeah. gay when yeah. I see Dua Lipa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The way I felt about that music video was actually crazy.
I haven't watched her new music video yet.
Me neither.
I love the song. I just haven't watched the video.
I always watch all her shit without me, so I'm shocked you haven't watched it.
I know, I am too. I think I was like, every time I thought about it, I didn't have time to like really be in the moment. I didn't have time to masturbate.
Speak about being, I was just going to say, speak about fucking gayness. Have you masturbated to Dua?
No. What? No, I, that kind of like, not to, if any of y'all are
yuck,
doing
someone's
that.
Yummy.
Yeah, like, I'm not calling y'all gross for that, but I just find it really weird. Like, I'm like, I don't know. It just freaks me out.
What does? Articulate. To,
like, she didn't consent to that.
Oh.
It feels weird. I don't know. It just
That's
feels
really
weird.
That's a really unique way to look at it.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
But would you say that it's different with porn because it's like...
They consented to that.
Well, she consented to being recorded.
Yeah, but not like... I think porn stars are like know what yeah, adult what they're film up to. Stars. But also, I don't enjoy that really either. So yeah. I like to use my imagination. Everything's up here.
Wait, can I ask you more about that or do you want me to move on?
No, I don't care. Ask away.
I feel like when we first started dating, you did watch porn to masturbate.
So we've talked about how my sex drive, like I have to have stimulant. I can't just like, I'm not just like, it's not spontaneous.
Right.
So I need something, but a porn very, I like don't want to talk too loud because we're outside and we're next to a school and our neighbors are outside.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So corn doesn't like get me go. If I'm like desperate and like really like can't get in the mindset. I also feel like early on when we were dating was when I had my like big depression episode. Mm. So it was extra hard to feel.
I see.
Like I need, but I was like, this is gonna help. This is gonna make me happy.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't, visual stimulation doesn't work. I like a good actual movie where there's just like hot scenes.
Okay. What's it called? Cinephile? When people like are obsessed with movies.
What? I don't know what that
like
is.
Cinema. Like you cinephile. I think that,
what?
I think that's what it's called.
I think you just made that shit up, baby.
No, let me look it up.
Look it up.
Cinephile. Meaning a person who is fond of motion pictures.
I mean,
dude, you're a freaking cinephile.
I like motion pictures, but I
like motion pictures.
It's not like that. I just mean I like a storyline and then there's like a hot scene and then I'm like reminded of sex and then I'm like, oh, that's fun. Like a book. A
yeah,
book
yeah,
will
yeah.
do it.
A book will do it.
Oh, book will do it.
Dude, when I whip out my Bible, I get crazy. I'm like, oh yeah, Judas.
I keep a copy of Twilight in my nightstand.
Dude, that probably used to do it for me. Yeah. Divergent. Yeah.
I didn't read Divergent.
You should get there. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, so I wrote that down. Then I wrote...
I love when you go through the list. I wrote that down.
Then I
wrote this down.
I think I already talked about this, but my nose saved the day at my last work retreat because I smelt gas and I was right. There was a gas leak and we
I
all
had to go. I
believe
we talked about this. But I would rather like to talk about what just happened before we started recording this podcast.
That was not the point of what I was going to say. There's
but I
more.
Think it should be.
No, there's more.
Fine.
We were on an all-hands meeting on Zoom the other day,
mm-hmm.
and after this retreat happened and someone's fire alarm went off,
yeah.
and it scared everybody because it was so loud,
yeah.
and That'll do it. Everyone was like, Will is the guy whose fire alarm went off, they're like, yeah. invite Taryn over, her nose can save the day.
He like it was gas for sure. Yeah. I know someone, will be like, sorry, that was
anyway,
me.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, right before we started recording this podcast, Taryn was inside. She went upstairs and she came down to him. Ah, I smell gas. And I'm literally biting my tongue to not be like, here we fucking go again. And I was like, okay, great. Great, great, great. Awesome. We go outside. We set up for the podcast. I go upstairs and Taryn shouts up and is like, you smell it? I'm like, I don't smell literally anything. I go to the bathroom. I go to like touch up my hair to slick my little freaking bangs back. I like douse my head in hairspray and I have an epiphany. She smelled the hairspray and it was a different scent than she was expecting when she walked upstairs. So
it
I ran downstairs
gaseous.
And I was like, gaseous. It smells like a chemical because it is. And I was like, smell my head. Is that the gas you smell? And she's like, yep. I think we should go take a little like sniff test.
I would love
so
that.
You can remind yourself. Because gas is a very specific smell. It's meant to be.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're getting it confused with many a smells.
Honey, the most romantic thing you could do for me is take me to a sniff test. It's like when people are like, oh, what do you want to do? Just try different kinds of water and see which one's the best. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes, I do.
That's exactly what I want.
Also,
to do.
No one asks me that.
I know, but it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Okay. It's okay.
The next thing on my list, I wrote Crunch Man. And I have not a single idea what that's about.
I do that all.
Crunch Man.
Crunch Man. I don't think I was a part of Crunch Man.
I don't know. And my last thing is that I curb stomped a spider yesterday. It was so crazy. There was a spider crawling.
Is he okay?
Crawling. There was a spider crawling on the side of our sink. And I wanted to
Where?
Kill him. Like literally.
Downstairs.
Upstairs. A little spider on our sink, like the ledge of our sink.
Little.
And he
you
was.
Killed a little.
He was smaller than my pinky. Mm-hmm. Picture. That's pinky nail. Nice. And he was crawling. And I don't know what came over me. It was literally like when people are like
murderous,
like snapped, yeah. Like where they're like something else happens.
They like strangle a squirrel.
Whoa. I put a napkin. I didn't even think about it. I put a napkin over it and I went.
You like, I didn't want to see it.
Yeah. And I,
should
it was
I be scared
like,
of you?
On the curb of the sink, basically. So I did do that. Mm. Anyway.
I'm scared.
That's it for my list. You have
know,
any?
I'm not going to go through my whole list because I just don't think it all matters. But I would like to share.
Wow, is that a dig at me?
No, I just don't think my list matters. Okay. I would like to share that I saw a TikTok. I need a little song for my segment of what I've learned on TikTok this week.
Biddle, 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 boo.
TikTok. Talk about the ticks.
Want it up. Come on.
Anywho.
That's for anyone that might get that.
Yeah. Okay. This girl said she doesn't believe in male baldness. And I'm like, yes.
Wait. Yes, you agree?
Totally.
How do you not believe in males
being
bald?
She said... She's like, she goes into it of like, of course there are just some people
bald
that
men.
Like do become very bald, but men give up so easily. And she's like, I've been watching this guy on TikTok, the guy that we watch all the time. He's like out there stamping his head, putting his like rosemary oil and all kinds of like gizmos and gadgets.
Yeah.
And he is no longer bald. It's that these men don't want to work to be pretty.
Yeah.
Women have been working to be pretty since the dawn of time. Put in a little effort.
That's fair.
Also, it's like, there are two pay. Like, I have short, thin-ass hair. I didn't just accept that and roll over and die. I got extensions. Get extensions, guys. Like, why are... What?
That is true.
Why are we out here every morning with our little lotions and potions and, like, tanning and... Like, girls are getting lash extensions and their nails done every 4 weeks.
That's fair.
And, like, they can't put a little cream on their head. Most male baldness is a choice. Not all.
Damn, baby.
But most.
You came and chose violence today.
I just, like, I watched it and I was like, at first when she said that, I was like, that is crazy. And then the more she talked, the more I was like,
The more you knew.
I agree with everything you've ever thought in your life, so.
That's beautiful, honey. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that.
I don't know who she is, but a shout out to her.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Shall
we talk dating?
Sure. Wait. No, we should talk about our PP of the Weeky first.
PP of the Weeky.
Yeah. This is a cute one.
Yeah.
That was a cute one. It's Are you cute kidding? Because it's...
Is it you?
It's... No. It's... It's a deep one. I'll say that, actually. So I just want to send some love to this PP. This is Queen PP.
Hi, Queen PP.
Queen PP has written in before.
Yep.
She said she didn't like Pillow Princess, so instead she would call herself Queen PP.
Totally fair.
She came in with an update, and I ask that all the PPs send love to Queen PP because this is her update.
Okay.
Things have been a bit hectic since my last email. I was diagnosed with early stage breast cancer at the beginning of the year. My father passed away in January, the day after we celebrated my daughter's first birthday.
Oh my God.
Last week, I had a total double mastectomy and reconstruction. I was told I woke up asking if my new podcast was out and telling everyone in the hospital I was a PP. So there's
Shut
that.
Up. No. That is incredible. Not us top of mind. waking up from anesthesia.
Isn't that amazing?
I don't think I've ever felt more honored in my life.
I know.
I don't think I could win any accolade anywhere. I don't think anything would top that.
Than someone like completely drug filled being like, I'm a pee-pee.
Yes. I wish there was like a video of it. I want it. Not, I don't even need to share it. I just want it for me.
Yep. Then as far as bringing excitement back to my marriage, which was a thing that they talked about last time, a lot has changed as well. We hug when we're mad or fighting. I'll jokingly say, if you don't stop, I'll put my ween on you. And it helps lighten the mood and realize whatever we're bickering about is silly.
Yeah. A joke and a fight's always good.
Amazing. Thank you guys for being you. Thank you guys for sharing yourselves in your relationship. Thank you. Thank you. Not having my dad around is hard. And so is my cancer diagnosis. But having the pod to listen to on the way to or from work each week makes me smile and go into work happy. P.S. I'm only 1 week post-op and still strong on pain meds, so I hope this made sense and didn't sound like a total wackadoodle. Also, here's our sweet baby girl's first birthday pics, and then they send some pictures, which I'll show you after.
Aw, Queenie, I'm really sorry. What a fucking year.
What a year.
You have been attacked from left and right, and I'm really sorry having to go through any of that. Alone is tough, but then everything just like impounding on it.
And with a new baby too.
But I think sometimes having a new baby and your beautiful wife, like hopefully that's providing incredible perspective and distractions and somewhere to put your energy into. And into our podcast, apparently, because not you waking up from surgery. That is incredible. I'm so glad your surgery went well. I hope even after your pain medicine wears off, you're feeling really incredible. But
I guess
that is just the fucking funniest thing I've ever heard.
I guess what we want to say is,
what are you about to say?
I was going to make focus, a joke, focus. Thought it would like lighten the mood, but then I like, what if we were like, if it took cancer to bring you closer to our podcast?
Oh my God.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy.
I bet Queen would like
I think
it.
Queenie's laughing Queenie's her little dying. Pee-pee off. Her ween is smacking all the way down to town.
Right onto her wife.
Right on her wife's leg.
Ew. Oh, like my that. God. Anyway, I love this little community.
Love you.
I'm really, really happy to, like, know you and get to have these stories. But, yeah, we hope your recovery goes great. And, you know, keep joking about putting your ween on your wife.
Yeah. I hope the next time that you get medically put out and brought back to life that you come screaming for the podcast again, but more so that you say, where's my ween, something along the lines of put my wife's ween on me really fast.
Oh my God, the nurses would be like,
plug in my ween,
the fuck is going on.
I love ween. That's a
funny word. Guess we don't need PP of the week anymore. I think Queenie's PP of the year, so that's about to wrap that up. Good luck topping that, any of you
losers.
Your bottoms for the rest of the year, peepees.
Fucking
the
losers.
Rest of y'all, if bottoms.
If you didn't go through what she's gone through,
don't even try.
Fucking try. If you've never put your ween on your wife, like Queen Peepee has, fuck off. Anyway,
the peepees are so split on if they like or don't like how much we talk about weens. But I can't see it changing. So anyways,
it's not changing. Weens are here to stay.
Shall we get...
The weather's finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to summer dresses and skirts. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, of course. Luckily, I found Kints, and I've been loving the cotton cashmere rib sleeveless midi dress and the 100% washable silk skirt for a while now. I get endless compliments on it, and it's been really easy to dress up and dress down. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And the best part of all is Kints items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. As well as this, Kints only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know I love and care about. Get warm weather ready with Kints. Go to kints.com/stayingup for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's QUINCE.com/stayingup to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Kints.com/stayingup.
Hi, y'all. I'm Kinsey, and I'm the host of House Guest Podcast. I am a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. We talk all about life, relationships, and navigating your 20s. I'd like to say I'm multifaceted. I'm either waking up at 4 a.m. in the sauna tending to my garden or closing at the bars until 2 a.m. You just never know what you're going to get. It's either me at home in my house in Texas that I spend way too much time in, or in the studio with some pretty cool guest. You can follow us at The House Guest Pod and listen or watch all new episodes every Thursday wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube.
Hi.
Hey.
And hello.
I'm Ryan Christina.
And I'm Paloma.
Along with our co-host Sierra Schulte, who is on maternity leave, we are 20 Whatever, a podcast about navigating your 20s with friends through different phases of life.
Join us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. PST, for comfy chats on the couch where we hope you leave feeling seen, heard, and held.
You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get podcasts.
Make sure to tune in on Wednesdays for all new 20 Whatever episodes. Thanks for listening.
Shall we get into
let's talk dating. Why did you want to talk these about dating this
episode? Okay, I've been seeing a lot of cues from the PPs, and I feel like we are dealing with it in our day-to-day right now a lot. We have a lot of friends who are getting back on the horse.
Trying
to jump in that dating saddle.
The like late 20s.
Strap on and ride.
Wean down and rise up. There's like the end of your 20s and 30s, early 30s, a lot of breakups. Because a lot of people are deciding if this is like their relationship that they're going to ride out.
Yeah, I feel like
there's
a lot of people who are leaving long relationships where they like come to that crossroad. It's, is this my person? Is this my forever? Like through the ups and the downs, is this what I want? And if that answer is no, then they're having to like deal with reconciling with that, which I think for some people it's kind of a relief once you make that decision.
Yep.
But then there's a lot of fear, and then sometimes you don't want it at all, and one party has made it. So it is a really odd time for a breakup.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people put pressure on being more mature and like handling it well.
Yeah.
And getting over the sadness quickly. Like when you're in your teens and early 20s, you allow yourself to just be like a mess and heartbroken.
Yep.
But I feel like when you're late 20s and early 30s, people are like, nah, I got to move on and I got to get my shit together.
And that's not fair.
It's also like
we're all busy too. So like dating is even harder at this stage because you're just kind of like, like I got a job and I have all my friends and I don't want to like go do new shit. I want to just like live my little life.
Totally.
Do you miss dating? Do you miss the days of early dating?
I didn't really date much. I've gone on like a handful of dates. And I thought it was fun. I thought that was fun. I wish I got to do it when I was like, I think I only really dated when I was not ready to date. Like it was like, this is not serious.
You're forcing yourself out there.
Yeah. Or just like having fun. Like I wasn't taking it very seriously.
I see.
So it's like, our friends who are getting back on the dating game and they're like, I want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
I feel in a good place to do this. I just don't know where to go. I don't feel like I ever had to do that.
Yeah.
And I think that could be, no, actually it kind of sounds scary.
Yeah.
I'm okay that I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
Okay. Good.
Do you miss dating?
I miss the, like, as a whole, no, it's a very tedious and annoying experience, I think, and a lot of rejection, and I'm not good with rejection. It's like you either have to get it or give it, and it just over and over again until you find one person that you don't want to reject. It's just like a lot. Not to scare you and not to tell you not to go do that. I mean, yes, to scare you. I meant not to scare the peepees. But I think I liked the... Like you get a lot of butterflies in dating.
Yeah.
And you get it often and in different ways from different people because like people are putting on their best selves.
Yeah.
And they're trying to flirt.
Dating, it's missing the feeling.
The feeling of dating is very fun and silly.
Yeah. Flirting,
Like that vibe.
Yeah, just like, do they like me? What's the energy? He, he, he.
You feel like a little kid.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah. Yeah, it makes you feel like you're 12 again.
Yeah, yeah.
So I miss that aspect of it, but yeah, that is literally that's the smallest aspect, and it's also not a thing that completely goes away. Like, yeah, we get glimpses of that still. Obviously, like, you're not going to have butterflies with your person every single day, but yeah, we...
There's, like, the fear's gone.
The fear is gone.
You know what I mean?
Which the fear really adds...
To
the butterflies.
The unknown. And you can't have that.
Yes.
With your partner. You can still keep it fun and interesting and flirt with your partner. Don't get us wrong. But, like, you know the person. You replace the, like, giddiness of the fear with the comfort.
Yes.
Which
is 10x
I will
better.
Take the comfort. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So much better.
Anytime I would get in a new relationship, I would think, oh, when am I going to get to the point where I'm not, like, my tummy doesn't hurt because I'm not going to the bathroom? Because I don't want to have them smell or hear me do it.
Aww, baby. That's so sweet.
Luckily, it always happened quite quickly, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, lucky for... How
and then I found you.
And now we're just tooting up a little storm together. So I feel like our friends are going through dating in two ways. They're either trying to meet somebody
IRL.
In person, yeah. IRL, at a bar, at an event, through yoga.
Yoga.
Or apps.
Yeah.
Let's talk through both.
Okay. Let's start apps. I feel like it's the most common, at least like when you're dipping your toe back in.
Yes.
That's where you start.
Yes.
It's easier. We had the privilege of getting to help one of our friends make her profile. Mm-hmm. And I have since been asked to help another friend. So.
Who? Amazing.
Oh
my God, I'm excited.
I know.
We should invite them over this week.
And she said.
Oh, I said I was doing them because.
Keep it very ambiguous.
Yeah.
She said that the app, I don't care. But it doesn't, I only have girlfriends. It does not narrow it
That's
down.
That's fair.
She was saying that like the apps are not going so great. And I was like, I think it's time we take this show on the road. So she's going to be a little bit of both. But I feel like.
The show on the road. I get it.
I feel like you and I are really good at cultivating a profile.
Yes.
So what, like, if you could give somebody three little tidbits of advice on how to have a good standout profile. Because if you've ever swiped, you know it happens quick. It's freaking fast. You got to, like,
it's fast.
Immediate impression. What are your tips?
Tip one, don't go at it alone. Really. I feel like these profiles are best made when your friends make them with you.
Yes.
Or not even about your friends.
They have good insight on you.
Yeah. Or someone random. Like in our group chat, the peepees, one of our peepees like sent us her profile and we like.
We were on a live call on the Discord.
Yeah.
And she let us like just not tear her apart, but like. We very joking, lovingly were
curate.
Like,
we curate
gotta get rid of this. Absolutely not. This picture's bomb. Yeah. Put it as number one.
So I'm like, I think that's my top tip. Like, I think it could be embarrassing to be like, hey, I'm going to show you a bunch of pictures that I kind of like of myself.
Yeah.
And I'm really nervous because you're about to tell me that some of them are better than others. And that's going to make me feel a little weird. But I do think that, like, you don't see yourself as you are.
Yeah.
And other people can, and whether that's like your best friends or even your family or whatever, it's like
or us,
let us do it. I feel like that's the easiest way to make like a solid profile that actually reflects you is to like you let people, not let people do it, but like
get
let
their
people
input.
Help. Yes,
there are pictures help. Of me that you'll love, and I'll be like, what? I hate that photo. But sometimes you need to have an outside perspective on like. How they're seeing you. And it's not that somebody is going to be like, no, this picture's awful of you, but it's more of the flow.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you've been looking at it too long, you just like can't, you got to zoom out.
Yes.
And I feel like that's what we really worked on with our one friend's profile of like, okay, no, you cannot have sunglasses on, a group photo, or a side view for your first image. I need to see face, and I don't want too much body in the first one.
100%.
Don't lead with your body. I want to see like face, you, preferably smiling.
Yep.
Just super natural.
What would your first picture be of you? Do you know?
No. I'm just kidding. I've never thought about it.
Wait, honey.
I don't know.
We should make profiles for each other. like not like on Canva, you know what I mean? And just see what we would make for each other.
Yes, I love this.
And like really try to write it as if it's like the other person.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do it with people.
Do it with people.
What kind of pictures are you wanting? Tell, go more into that.
I think you can't think of it like an Instagram.
Yes.
You know, I...
Because people won't find your Instagram.
I never want, like, filters. And not that you can't go on, like, a Tezza app or, like, adjust brightness. But if I see, like, dog ears, ow.
Oh,
ow,
yeah.
Like,
we can't be doing that.
It can't be any clear, altered thing. I always think, yeah, like I said, first pick, you, natural habitat.
Yeah.
Smiling. But it can be, it should be like, this is kind of my favorite picture of me. Like, I'm love it. I'm feeling confident about this.
And again, this is where friends come in, because if you're like me, you have no favorite picture of yourself. You don't even have, I've never liked a picture of myself, probably.
So then.
Unless I'm in a group.
So then your friends come in and be like, no, Taryn, this
picture is incredible. You look fucking hot.
Yeah. And like, make it fun. If you're like, shoot, I don't have any good pictures of me. The last 3 years of photos that I like are me or with my ex.
Yep.
Get like, don't go do a photo shoot, but like, go out with your friends on the weekend and be like, you guys need to get good pictures of me. I want candid fun. And they like, you can still post somebody and make it candid. It can be a fake candid. I'm not saying like they actually have to be candid. We're not all skilled at just like knowing what to do candidly. Like, I can't take a candid picture in my life.
Yes,
never.
You can.
No, I've never liked a candid picture of me, but I can fake it candid. We can fake it.
She's out here like knowing how to step the whole thing.
Oh, I will say, I'm not a big fan of like too many group photos. I want some to show
you have
a community and you have friends.
Yeah.
But there was one person when we were looking through our friend's profile,
yeah,
where every photo was with somebody, and then she pointed an arrow and was like, me. But our advice to her, if we knew her, there was a picture of her and like a cat or a dog, and we were like, that would be so funny if she pointed.
Yes.
To her.
Yes.
So like, do a bit. Keep, get like a through line. Make it easy for people to talk to you.
Yes.
You know?
I actually love that. If you're the type that is always in group pictures, literally me yourself, put a little heart around your face or something to just be like, that's who I am.
And call it out. Just say it. Be like, for some reason, I look better in groups. I don't know if that says something about me or something about my friends.
Or what about a little prompt that's like, hopefully you can get a better picture of me. By myself or something. Like a cute little moment.
Or if it's like you with just one friend all the time. Yeah. Like, it's not always groups. It's like you and someone, and be like, plays well with others. Or like, I look so, look how good I look next to people. Like,
plays well with others.
Like,
it's
just like, play off of it. It doesn't have to be this perfect formula. Like, yeah, I think picture of you, picture that shows more full body. Friend. Like, there is a formula to it. But I think if you mess with that formula and call attention to it, you stand out.
The voice prompts, like on Hinge and shit, don't go near those unless you have comedic gold to offer.
Yeah.
That's got to be, if we're swiping for friends or whatever and see a thing, I'm icked out immediately unless I click and I'm like, that is fucking hilarious.
But usually if I find it funny, it's funny in a way of like, I'm laughing, but I don't think my friend should swipe on them. That's like,
interesting.
It's a little risky, I will say.
I could see a world where I would do it, but it would have to be literally the most perfect joke I've ever made.
Yeah. And it's like, is it going to alienate certain people?
Like, didn't some girl do like, here's how to pronounce my name. And then she like said something completely different.
I can't remember, but yeah.
Remember,
yeah. But like, if you got like something good, go for it, but make it fun. Don't just sit there and like, think about it by yourself. Don't overthink it. Keep it light. And when it out, just pull in your friends and get some opinions. Make it fun.
What do you think about first touch on an app? What's your move? What's your recommendation for our friends here?
I really think making sure you have something easy to respond to.
Yep.
And then playing into them. Like, keep it light. I think it's crazy when people just like something.
Just like a picture.
I don't know how it all works, but I know when one of our friends was doing it, she was like, oh, well, they didn't say anything to me. They just, like, liked something.
You can like or respond.
Okay, respond. Don't, like, I think if you match with someone, you can kind of wait if you want approached. But come on there. You're already putting yourself out there. Like, show some initiative. Don't just be out here liking stuff.
I feel like liking is very, like, I'm too busy and too lazy and I have too many people to like, so I'm just going to like and move on and it's not a commitment or whatever. Yeah. But it's just like, it immediately would make me think that that person thinks very highly of themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that's weird. I get being out and being like, well, I'm not the type to want to approach, but you're on an app.
Yeah.
This is different. Yeah. Like, at least, even if you want them to take more initiative, give them something. Like, say that. Be like, I don't like to start the convo. I would never do this in person, but you're too cute to pass up or something. Like, say something to get it going.
My short app days, I feel like I loved the early chats. Like, that stuff is so fun. You're just like being silly and typing and whatever. And I actually, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, get off the app as fast as possible. Just get their number and text elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, not about where you text or whatever, but I'm kind of like, it's okay to like feel it out via chat before you hang out with someone.
I feel torn on that.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, I'm torn on my own thought, but I think in my deepest, darkest, I'm like, I want you to make me laugh a couple times and I want to feel like I might be into you before we meet up. Like, it makes me anxious if someone would be like, hey, let's
grab coffee, and you're like, I know nothing.
I know your stupid voice memo, and here we are.
I get it. I think you should have a little bit of back and forth.
Yeah.
And at least like chat for a minute to get to the planning. I just get nervous about overdoing it. One, because I know people who are better at
being in person.
They're better on chat.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We know those people.
So I think, I don't know. I'm like, it's also easy to misinterpret stuff.
Yeah.
Not like fully, but like you misinterpret people face to face. Of course you can misinterpret via texting.
Totally.
And I think then you have this preconceived idea of who they are. I think it's better to see if there's a real spark in person.
Yeah.
Because then you're making shit up, and then you're gonna have this idea of who they are, and then when you meet them in person, you might kind of view everything they do to skew them towards that better version of that you're seeing them of.
That's fair.
And not really, I think it can cause long-term issues. But I don't think there's anything wrong with like a little like flirt, but I would get stuff planned and get a date going within the week.
That's fair.
That'd be my advice.
This is fun. I feel like we never talk about dating. So
I know.
Nice.
That's why I was excited about this.
You could also, I also feel like if someone reaches out, you should always ask a question back. I hate when people just give answers and just...
And don't just ask them their question back, too.
Yeah, what about you?
At least expand on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can ask it back. It's not like, what do you do for work? And then you're like, I can't ask them that, too. Like, ask them, but just expand. Don't make it like ask, answer, ask back, where one person is doing the clear work.
Yeah, I'm like, we're over that. You're trying to find a person. Like,
everyone needs to show a little initiative.
I think my largest app thing is like, everyone wants to be very above the apps and be like, apps are so dumb. The fact that we're here, it's just like so, I want to meet people in real life, blah, blah, blah. But then in real life, they don't change how they act at all.
But also, if you're on the app, like, you're there.
So, yes.
Like, either get off of it or, like, stop complaining. Like, be there. Do it right.
Yes. It's that. But I'm also like, I think people use the whole, like, I'd rather just meet you at a bar. I'm like, at a bar, you would never go up to these people.
Fair.
We're all being too generous with how we are in real life.
Yeah.
Like, we are now very online people and, like, very text heavy and whatever.
Yeah.
Just, like, do you know how many people I chatted with on my short stint on Hinge where I can't even picture them? I can picture two people I chatted with. No one is going to remember any of this in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years. Like,
unless they become your wife.
Unless they become your wife. And we know a lot of people who have met their person on these dating apps and got married and then whatever.
Exactly.
So it's just like, don't be too fucking cool for school. It's so lame.
Yeah.
It's so lame.
Give a little effort.
Give a little effort.
We're here. I think my last advice on apps is... I forgot. I know I had one, but then I got caught up in what you were saying, and then it... oh, I got it.
Exactly.
Don't swipe too damn quickly.
Oh, yeah. People get trigger happy with those little buttons.
One little picture, I feel like it's so hard to tell really what they're like. I mean, I personally have a very hard time being into someone until I know their personality. So I don't know that apps would be a good place for me, because I think I would be like, I don't fucking know if I like you.
I have good news for you. You're never going to have to figure that
Thank
out.
Thank you. Thank God. But regardless of how you are, like, at least, obviously, you know what you like, you know what you don't like. That's okay. But I would just, like, challenge you to, like, scroll down a minute. See, like, one prompt, one other photo, something. Not instead of just, like, the swipe, 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 swipe. It's just, there's no way you can know for sure if you would be into someone that freaking quickly.
Yeah.
Just give it a second. Give it a beat. Just give it a beat. Little beat.
Give it a beat.
Shall we move on to IRL?
Let's do
it. Approaching dating. What's your advice for this? This is where I don't think I've ever approached someone IRL. So even though I'm telling everyone take initiative and, like, do it. Well, I don't think I'm married. I don't have to have the answers to that.
It's amazing.
Have you ever approached somebody in person? I approached you in person.
You did. Technically, you approached me in person.
Yeah.
And it worked.
And it did work.
I think that I am a flirty person in general.
You are.
So I feel that even when there's no intention of flirting, I feel like I'm practicing flirting.
You're kind of always flirting.
As a way of life.
Yeah, you are not.
Not flirting. You know what I mean?
But you're not at risk of, like, if you went up to somebody, and I feel like that's where people struggle of, like, especially women loving women, of, like, how am I going up to somebody and they know that I'm flirting and not just being friendly? I feel like if anything, people would assume you're flirting even when you're friendly.
Explain. Say more.
Probably same with me, too. I just think, like, your personality is very flirty.
Yeah.
Like, you really, because I struggled with that when we were friends. I was like, is she in love with me or is she just like this with everyone? Because I would watch you be so intentional with everybody.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're touchy when you're talking to people.
Yeah.
You're flirt, my guy.
I think I'm flirty.
I think you're flirty.
I think that the fundamentals of in real life flirting are eye contact.
I think that's number one to me.
Number one.
Yeah.
So people that are afraid of making eye contact with other people, it's going to be harder for people to think that you're flirting.
But just give it a go.
Give it a go. Having your body turn towards someone.
Like body language.
Body language, not being on your phone. And if you're on your phone, if you have to, like, say you're talking about something, I don't even know, but say you're like, I feel like, when did this bar open? I feel like I didn't even know when this bar opened. You could be like, wait, let's figure it out.
And yeah, like
let's look together moment. Totally. Like a let's is always good flirting vibes.
Yeah. Don't overthink what you're saying. Focus on how you're saying it.
Yeah.
And what your body is saying. Like, even if you're with a group of people, like, I get, especially when we go to Pafutch, like, a lot of people don't want to come alone.
Yeah.
They want to go with friends. Like, just don't close yourself off to people.
Yes.
Make sure you're standing. You're not, like, in a little huddled circle that how are people going to approach? Like, look at people around you who looks approachable.
Yeah.
And kind of study that. What, like, are they doing? Where are they looking? Is their phone out? Are they talking to people? How are they standing?
Like, our friends at Futch, we've been going to Futch with some single people. And it feels like an experiment in just, like, how to flirt in person, but also just, like, how to figure out who your type even is. Like, I feel like everyone goes into these, like, you go into a gay bar or whatever being like, this is what I like. And you immediately eliminate, like, 80% of the people there.
Totally.
If not more. It feels like when we go places with people, they're always like, well, no one's here.
It's so confusing. Style. Everyone we talk to, it's like there's a shortage allegedly of whatever their type is.
Yes.
They're like, there's a mass shortage, don't you know? And then the next person, we're like, what's your type? And they're like, femmes, but there's a femme shortage. I'm like, look around.
Yeah.
There's, like, such a big variety of people here. There's no way that someone's not your type. Like, Also, maybe just go chat them up and just see what happens.
People are too afraid to just practice.
Yes.
And you know what's crazy is think about how many times you've left your house in an outfit that you're like, this isn't me. This isn't fully me. This is not my best look.
But I'm going to try it.
But I'm going to try it. Think about that in a dating setting too, in like a bar. It's like if you showed up at a bar wearing an outfit that you're like, this isn't my best work, or like I don't feel the best about myself today or whatever.
Yeah.
And then someone is like, nope, they're not femme enough, or nope, they're not mask enough. It's like you can't disqualify people on the one time that you see them from afar at a bar.
That's a really good point.
Because you don't know what their norm is.
Also, no one's asking you to marry this person. Like, you could just have like a 5-minute flirt and never speak to them again. Let's just and don't you want to be well practiced for when dream person walks in?
That's
it's like
the best
apply to jobs that aren't maybe your dream job so that you can interview.
Beautiful point.
Get out all of the little kinks and then you're ready.
Yep. I think you're very right in that, like, lesbians are like, I'm not going to try unless it's going to be a slam dunk for me.
Perfect in every way human.
Yeah. And if you're always be flirting, like some of us, then like you won't even feel rejection in a way because like you're not, you know what I mean?
You're like, I'm just all, this is just me.
I wasn't flirting with you actually. In your heart, you can be like, no, like.
You're like, oh, wait, I didn't like them. They just friend zoned me. It's cool. It's cool. I friend zone them too.
Like it's always, you're always practicing.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Like, don't take it that seriously.
It's just like
relax.
People are too freaked out.
Yeah. And just have fun with it. Like, we talked at the beginning of this episode about, like, how fun that can be.
Yeah.
Lean into that. I think grass is always greener. Like, I think a lot of people who are back in the dating field are like, oh, I just want to find my person so I can be comfy.
Yep.
Which, totally get.
Yep.
But you're there. You aren't with your forever person in this specific moment. So try to just enjoy the chaos, the butterflies, the fear of dating. Like, just embrace it.
And, you know, I forget what movie it is. I feel like it's, like, We Bought a Zoo or something. But he's, like, all you need is, like, 10 seconds of insane courage.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, that really is it. Yeah. Nobody is completely confident going into these situations. Nobody is, like, you know what? I'm going to be a slam dunk. I'm going to flirt my heart out and it's going to crush. Like, there are times where I say things to Cam and I'm, like, feel nervous. I'm like, is this cute or not? I don't know if this is gonna work or not. But like, you can't don't disqualify yourself from playing the game. And I know that a lot of people are gonna be like, oh well, I'm not like outgoing, so if it's not my personality naturally to be flirty, then how do I
be that extreme?
What do I do? You can use your little 5 seconds of bravery and say one little line that is like wallflowery.
I don't want anyone to be someone they're not.
Yep.
I am totally there are people who don't like dating extroverts.
Yep.
And people who are like loud or over the top, they want the quiet wallflower.
Yep.
100%. And that is totally okay to lean into that. I don't need you to like be this suave, like, I don't need flirty in the sense of how, like, stereotypical flirty.
Yeah.
I still think you can go up to somebody and just chat them up.
Attention is flirting.
Yeah.
In almost every way now. It's like if you just look at someone or interact with them and give them your attention, they will feel flirted with because no one's doing that anymore.
Yeah.
So the bare minimum is now so much better than.
Yeah. And people are so afraid of rejection. I feel like a slam dunk flirt moment goes both ways. I can't really think of a time where I was like in a flirty moment where I'm like, this, I'm loving this, and the other person wasn't.
No, it's very bantery.
Like, unless a creepy guy comes up to me and he's like, I'm a lesbian too, and is like such a fucking weirdo. Of course, that's probably super fun for him and not fun for me.
Yeah.
But most of the time, if someone comes up to me and it's an awkward fucking vibe.
Yeah.
It's awkward for you. It's awkward for me.
No one's having fun.
And it's fine. And I am either not thinking about it or overthinking it in the same way you are. Like, it's okay. We're all good. No one's judging you for it being awkward, because an awkward situation kind of takes two to tango.
Yep.
So just chat people up.
So for one question that feels very, the femme shortage thing was big. how would you signal that you're wanting to be flirted with, that you are gay?
A femme shortage is such a lie. There are so many
femmes. Let's pretend.
Yeah. I feel like we don't talk about eye contact and body language enough. Obviously, we did a lot this episode, but I really think it is. Like, obviously, I had to go so far as to tattoo a rainbow on my wrist. I don't recommend it. Not the best way. But I really think there are a ton of subtle ways to do it. Like, sometimes, I know you don't want to hear this, femmes. I know you don't want to hear it. Sometimes you kind of have to be, like, the aggressor to get it the point across. Like, if you're a femme who likes masks, especially if you're a femme who likes femmes, because then you're just both standing there waiting for someone to make a move, make the move and it'll be, like, so appreciated and make them feel so wanted.
Be the femme you wish to see in the world.
Be the femme you wish to see in the world.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's like 100%. You kind of are going to have to do it at some point, or your ideal person is never going to come to you because your ideal person is kind of you.
Yeah. And like, it's so much easier. Like, I hate the idea of like, well, how do you know if someone's gay? Fucking ask them.
Yeah.
If they are offended that you flirted with them because they're not gay, that person is a weirdo.
They suck.
And they suck. And I'm like, don't be embarrassed at all. They're pathetic. But if you're just waiting for somebody to approach you and like, I got a signal I'm gay, I want them to approach, I'm sorry, but you might just need to take that approach. And even just like appearing confident, you might realize that people are coming up to you.
Yeah.
I've talked about this on podcasts. I never get flirted with.
Yeah.
And I like never have. And that sucks. But whenever I tried to like look less femme, I didn't feel confident. I didn't feel like myself. So I didn't want anyone to flirt with me.
Right.
So
that's fair.
I just think the femmes out there gotta suck it up a little bit, or go to an event that you know everyone's queer and then they're gonna assume you're queer and we'll be good.
You know what just popped into my head?
What?
It's like, you know the way that I'm saying like, oh, I'll always be flirting.
Yeah.
I feel that everyone is flirting with me.
Well, when you're a flirt, I was actually thinking of this at the car dealership because I was being really nice to the person because, as you should.
Yeah.
And then I was like, is he flirting with me? And then I was like, oh no, I'm flirting with him.
That's hilarious. What were you doing? What do you think you were doing besides being nice? Because there's a difference between being nice and flirting.
Well, it's mainly just being nice, but I'm like very inquisitive.
Did you give him your number?
Oh, I just like flashed my text. Like, very friendly.
Actually,
stuff.
I bet you did give him your number to call you when your car was ready.
Yes, but he wrote down the wrong number. Rude.
Okay, he's playing hard to get.
My car didn't come, and I had to go back in. That was a trick. He wanted me to come back in. No. But even from the get-go when I got there, and they're like, hi, blah, blah, and they're talking to me, and I'm like, hi, how are you? Two separate people went, oh, thank you for asking. And I was like, everyone should be asking.
Yeah.
You should be sick of this question. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you back?
It's
normal.
It's a greeting.
Yeah.
No, I asked it first.
I see. Wow. Aggressor.
Yeah, I'm the femme that I want to see in the world. But yeah, I think we are both, we flirt with people to make them feel comfortable.
I think that's why people love us when we're together.
We're just flirting with them. They love us.
I literally think that people, like at Futch specifically.
Okay, people who have met us.
Did you go home wondering?
Yeah, did you feel flirted with? Because good. Because you were.
I would love to know that answer. If you've met us, did you feel like we were flirting with you and why?
People who meet me at Futch probably don't think I'm flirting with them. I am a little anxious in crowds.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm giving that. It's more of like smaller group things.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I'm going to make you love me. Challenge accepted.
We have a friend, we can end here, but we have a friend who said she recently had a moment where she was being aggressively flirted with and she didn't feel like she was being flirted with, and then she didn't know how to flirt back, and it was this whole thing. To that note.
And she thinks she's not good at flirting now.
Yeah, and she's all worried about their first date because she thinks she sucks at flirting.
Mm-hmm.
What would we say in that scenario? It's really...
Her scenario is weird because she didn't know how to pivot. She thought it was like a joke flirting.
No, she didn't.
And then it turned serious flirting.
I think she
wasn't totally sure. And I think it's hard whenever you're being like jokey. And then it's like, wait, we're really flirty. And now I don't know how to like, how do I go into serious flirt? I think you feel like so unserious. Even if you know like the flirt is real, when it's a jokey approach, a whole night and then you're alone and it becomes serious, you feel like I understand clamming up.
I could understand that. I think I'm just also thinking that in your head, if you're not feeling good about yourself, which if you're new to the dating game, mm-hmm. you're back for the first time, you're probably not like in tip top shape.
Yeah.
You are assuming people aren't flirting with you or that it's a joke. So you like go out of your way to be like, even if this feels like legit flirting, mm-hmm. I'm going to classify it in my head
as a joke
yeah. to protect myself. That's what I think happened.
I think the theme and the takeaway from our whole episode is always be flirting and always assume everyone's flirting. And then the world would be a better place.
I think I agree.
Yeah. But then, like, also, if somebody says no, like, I guess there's no, like, creepy straight man. That's the only people I can think who do that, where they're like, what? Really? Like, I've seen so many videos of these incels being like, you can't take no. Not in, like, a rapey way, but, like, well, kind of. But they're like, no. When they say no, they're challenging you. And that's, I'm like, no, icky. One's challenging you. If you're feeling like somebody doesn't want to talk to you, they don't, and you should walk away. Let's walk away.
And, like, can we just, before we go, what are we meaning?
We're in a rush, honey. When we're saying, your heart out.
When we're saying always be flirting.
I think,
like,
just,
what's the difference between being flirty and being nice?
Well, like, honey, let's be real. We are not actually flirting because, I mean, we are. But we're not. Like, we are being nice, but, like, there's a little spice in it.
Because there's a little spice.
Yeah. I just mean, like, you know what it is? We are quick to just be ourselves around people.
Yeah.
That's, I think, more so what I mean. When we feel flirty, we're, like, quick to just, like, be very comfy. But I think that's easy when you're not actually flirting. Like,
yeah.
We're not trying to date these people.
Totally.
So I think it's so easier. So maybe you have to, like, reframe it in that head of, like, I'm not trying. I'm, like, I feel like it always used to happen when I'd go out to bars. I become, like, best friends with the guys, and they would think I was flirting. But I'm like, you like me because I have no interest in you.
Yeah.
So I'm just totally being myself and being, like, chill
mm-hmm.
because I'm not trying because I don't like you. So... Mm. I just think, like, loosen up, just have fun, go talk to everyone. Don't worry about, like, I don't know, they're not tall enough for me. Or they're, like, just not quite femme enough. Just go chat your shit.
This is, I think, if I had to sum it down.
Yeah.
We've put flirting on a pedestal. We have made flirting into this thing that it's not. That it's, like, an activity that you are actively engaging in.
It's a way of being.
It's a way of being. But in reality... Flirting is being nice with literally flaky salt on top.
Yeah. It's either eye contact, a little touch,
a little more than your average nice chat. It's 5% more interest, 5% yep. more eye contact, 5% more twinkle. There's yep. a little bit extra gas there
yep.
that turns it into flirting. So when people are like, I'm so bad at flirting, they're literally thinking that they're walking up to someone and being like, so I love your hair.
Like a pickup line of
that's not flirting. Pickup line's yeah. gross.
You're just speaking to another human.
With intention.
And if you like them, let that be shown.
Yes.
Like, don't try to hold it back. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm sat there and I'm talking to a friend, I'm like, yeah, okay, amazing. And I'm asking them about themselves and we're doing whatever. But if I'm flirting with someone, you, like, sense it in my body. Like, let that little, yeah. like, let the little butterflies, like, shimmer on
be.
Out. Let them show.
Yeah, so, like, when you're talking to someone, you go like this.
Just, I like ya. I like ya. I like ya.
I don't think I like ya.
You think that you would date me if that's how I approach you? I like ya. I like ya.
For the first time?
Yes. We've never spoken. We are at a bar.
Do you look like that? Are you you?
I'm me.
Yep.
And were you going to say yep to anything, though? No, literally, we are at a bar. We've never met, never
yes.
spoken.
Yes.
We don't have a mutual yes. friend. And we catch eyes at the bar, and I walk over to you, and I just go, I like ya. I like ya.
Okay.
And if for anyone who's not watching and only listening, I'm shaking my whole body while doing this. Arms are flapped out. I look like a kind of a dying bird.
I think... First of all, yes. No matter what, it's
yes. You
would
die laughing.
I would, one, die laughing. Two, I would know that this was a bit and I would like it more.
Yeah, you would think someone, like, dared me to do it.
I'd be like, this bitch is amazing. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
That said, if you weren't you, I don't know where this would be.
Like, where would this go? Like, you know that that would have to be a
joke. No, if you didn't look like you. All I have right now is what you look like and you shaking at me like that.
Okay.
In a public place. So if...
I think that's a compliment. Yeah.
That is a massive compliment.
Yeah. So you think I'm hot.
Kimmy.
My wife.
I have never been more attracted to anyone in my life than I am attracted to you. So you could do so many things another person could not.
And it would work.
Is what I'm saying.
Wow.
I'm imagining myself at dinner.
So you're saying any advice I gave on this whole episode is null and void. Because you're saying it only works because you think I'm cute.
Well, duh. Like, no. Sorry. Whoa.
That was a trick question.
It's not null and void. I'm saying some people, if they're just inherently attractive.
But.
They're flirting by existing.
But everyone's attracted to different people. You walking into the mall. But not everyone feel that way about. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why you gotta just be yourself.
I mean attractive to you.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Whoever is attractive to you exists and they're flirting. Anything they do, any look they give you, any whatever, you're like, oh my God. Yes. In my head, at least.
Yeah, I'm mulling that over.
That's okay.
But no, I actually think that should make people feel more at ease because it's like, listen, if they're going to be into you, no matter how you approach them and what you do, it's going
to
hit.
I mean, but that's not your reality at all because you said you're not really attracted to people until...
Well, that's what I was hearing from you. And then that was my other thought of like, but I just want them to be themselves.
Yeah, but honey.
Yeah. Guys, just go flirt.
Yeah, just flirt.
Just go up to each other.
Just flirt.
And flirt and then consensually kiss each other on the lips.
And to everybody that's like, but I'm just so bad at oh, blah, blah, blah. Go like this with your fists. They're already like this.
Explain.
In the world.
They're balled up.
Oh, they're balled up. They're balled up. They're clenched.
And then her, like, she has kind of like weak little wrists going on. Oh, that wasn't part of the bit.
Rude. You bitch.
No, you were like,
I have strong wrists.
No, I thought that was part of the motion. Okay, now she is.
I have
her palms.
Opened my palms.
They're out in front of her. Not even fully.
I am not hand stretched.
No, they're limp.
They're limp. They're just not clenched. Just try this.
What? You just mean loosen up?
Loosen up.
That was the...
Well, because there was the live report, like recording, the live reporting aspect of you telling me how my lift.
Well, I had explained to them because some wrists. People, honey, this is a podcast. Whatever. They're listening.
All I'm saying is loosen up.
Loosen
up. Nothing is that serious. And the more loosened up you are, the more chances you will get with the person that is meant for you because no, like two.
The loosey goosey gets the worm.
The loosey goosey gets saying Lucy.
That I've heard somewhere.
Lucy Lou. We sound like Trump again.
Lucy Lou
gets the Lukey.
Yep.
All right.
I don't know if any of this was advice, but it sure was something.
We sure thought about flirting.
At the end of the day, you at least know that enough people ask us about flirting, that there are people out in the world that want to flirt with you.
Lucy Lou.
We didn't do our story. We've been chatting for too long.
It's fine.
No story today. Maybe we'll share that on a little bonus.
Now, if you guys have specific questions about flirting, about first dates, about...
If you want us...
Oh, yeah. Send it.
To help you with your dating profiles.
Yep.
We would love nothing more. Please.
Please, God.
Send it to me, Rachel. You don't know the TikTok? I make a lot of TikTok references and you don't know. Please send it to me, Rachel.
Honey.
You don't know it. You don't know it.
The time that you spend on TikTok is really creeping into our personal lives.
In a good way?
Both.
I teach you so much.
You teach Anywho. Me a lot.
Anywho.
Is that also a TikTok sound?
This is my sound. It can be. If you want to make it into a clip.
This is my sound.
We would love to help you with your little profiles if you feel comfortable.
Please, so, Rachel. Send it, Rachel.
You have seen it. Kind of. So we are going to say go on the Discord.
Group chat.
Send
link
it
in bio.
Via Discord. And we can all do it in there together. We can help. And then for a few of them, we would like to review on a special video for the Patreon. So only top peepees are seeing it. The whole world is not seeing these. Or maybe we could do some TikToks. Let us know what you approve of, where you approve of us sharing it, whether it's just for the top peeps or if you approve it going on TikTok. But I think it could be so fun. And who knows? That could be like an icebreaker if somebody who is a PP or on TikTok sees your profile.
That's what I'm thinking. And then they're like,
nice picture. Like, I know you didn't pick it.
Imagine on Staying Up, there's a series where we show Riggy.
She's okay, go ahead.
What are you doing, mama? Imagine on TikTok, there's a series where we film us going through people's dating profiles. Being kind, of course, no matter what, but some constructive criticism along the way. Mm-hmm. And then these things, you know, take off and the queers find them. And then they go, fucking dibs.
Listen, all Taryn and I want is to host a dating show.
That's all we want. I have to email that company back that emailed us about that. Not about a dating show, but a dating app.
Oh.
And then I want to pitch our dating show, perhaps.
No, let's do
it. Love is Love is Blind. Ride high.
Yeah, we need it to happen. We love you guys.
We love
you. Get out there and flirt your little baby hearts out.
Bye, peepees. Bye.